The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick is funnier, edgier, and more insightful than wherever you're getting your NBA entertainment from.
Fire. Absolute fire. Anyone who can put 4-carat diamonds all around his suit, plastered on and sew them on, this man knew he was going number one.
Hilarious insights, incredible interviews, and opinions others don't have the courage to say.
Sheesh.
Heat Check with Trista Crick can be found on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Nah, come on.
Let's move on to the news, though. As we start, just like any other podcast in the last 2 years, we have to start in Brooklyn, don't we? The news around the league the past week is that Kevin Durant is headed to Boston, or that there are rumors that the Boston Celtics have offered, they have offered Jaylen Brown to the Nets in exchange for others as well. And also Jaylen Brown plus others plus picks. Jaylen Brown is the centerpiece of this proposed from Boston side trade. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, multiple picks. The Nets have apparently rejected this pick, this offer, because it's the moon and the stars and the earth and the wind is only required for our man Sean Marks, GM of the Nets. And we can thank Rudy Gobert again for bad things happening in our world of NBA, because if it wasn't for Rudy, this deal probably would have been done. The internet, of course, freaks out over this. But to me, the move makes sense for both teams, right? The Nets, of course, are adamant about getting an all-star back in return for their package for Durant. And for the Celtics, coming off of the finals run, facing a very uncertain Eastern Conference where you could have gone to the finals and may never be back, like the Toronto Raptors. Your window might be open and then it might be shut because the Bucks are here. They got Joe Ingles to help them in their title run. Of course, that's a piece on top of Chris Middleton, on top of Drew Holiday, on top of, his name's Giannis, Antetokounmpo. They also, very huge transaction I forgot to mention. The Bucks recently this week have signed the fourth Antetokounmpo. So the dynasty is complete. All four stones to the Thanos glove are intact. All the Antetokounmpos will be sharing one hotel room together on the road. It's going to be tremendous. So you can expect more Antetokounmpos slapping their hands on the court, being amazing role players as Giannis continues his dominance. So that's happening. The Raptors are getting better with Scottie Barnes leading them the way. We've got the Cleveland Cavaliers, by the way, that were the one seed for most of the year until Ricky Rubio got injured. They have 1,000,007-footers on that team, and they have a plethora of guards. They're not going away. I think they're getting better. If the Chicago Bulls get healthy and they take another step with Dalen Terry as their point guard of the future, maybe they move on from Kobe White. Maybe they figure out a way to get Colin Sexton. They are taking another step. We've got, obviously, Miami isn't going anywhere. Philadelphia makes a move with P.J. Tucker and Daniel House running it back like the Houston Rockets of 2016, which I think is tremendous for a lot of reasons. They need to go out and get Eric Gordon as well. So if you are the Celtics, you make this move, right? You have to. Because if you can get Kevin Durant and make sure this window is as wide open as you can stretch your little arms, or your long arms if you're Robert Williams, as long as you can stretch your wingspan out, that's what you do. You must do. The Celtics throwing the dice on Kevin Durant is a win-now move, especially considering the fact that Jaylen Brown is needing to be extended in 2 years. You've already floated his name out there in trade talks. How does he feel about that? If that deal doesn't get done, maybe that's a poisonous little pill that you made for your own self in your own little cup and drink. I told you I don't have it today. I know I would possibly be salty if my name was thrown out in a trade rumor and it didn't end up getting done. And it's like, well, you didn't think I was enough. I only outperformed Jason Tatum pretty much every single game of the finals. Why not throw Tatum's name out there? Why not him? He was the one who wasn't any good in the finals. Come see, come saw, right? Jalen walks to the beat of his own drum, so I'm not sure if he actually feels that way. Still, very bold move from the Celtics. I love it. The thought to me of Tatum and Kevin Durant together, can anyone stop those wings? You've then got Marcus Smart still. You still got my man Malcolm Brogdon when healthy, if healthy. You've got Rob Williams, who's an absolute baller. He's only going to get better. You still have role players on this squad. I mean, we've seen super teams before, but I don't know if two front court scorers like this can be stopped. No double teaming either, especially with the lob threat there in Rob Williams. Could be an absolute bloodbath. They immediately become the top team in the East if it's Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Malcolm Brogdon, Marcus Smart, Rob Williams, Al Horford, Grant Williams, like Peyton Pritchard. What? Come on. So, oh, and by the way, the Hawks got better with DeJounte Murray. The East is stacked. Listen, stacked. Keep in mind, though, that this news broke after Shams and Woj reported that it was getting more and more solid that Kevin Durant was going to stay in Brooklyn. So the Celtics were like, let's just try to put our pieces there because we know they don't want that. That's not an ideal scenario. You don't want to have a player on your team who's disgruntled, who's asked for a trade, and you did not give him said trade. And, of course, KD is busy tweeting about hypothetical matchups between different eras because why not? Still not backing away from that trade request. Still continuing to stand firm in that. And the Nets cannot settle for less because Rudy Gobert and Danny Ainge and the Jazz move makes anything less look really bad. Even though that was a fleecing, everyone around the league knows it's a fleecing. Does it make Minnesota a lot better? Of course it does, but still, it's a shitload of picks. If I'm the Celtics, 1,000% I do this trade. 1,000%, I don't care that Kevin Durant is older. I don't care that Jaylen Brown is a young star. If you can keep one ball handler alongside Tatum and KD, you are the team to beat. On top of the fact, you don't have to have Marcus Smart as your primary ball handler anymore because we know that Kevin Durant does this. He does this every day, all day, in crunch time. We've seen him do that for the last decade with Oklahoma City. Even was the ball handler, primary ball handler, at times with Golden State. Was the primary ball handler at times with the Brooklyn Nets. Even last playoffs when they got swept to the Boston Celtics, he was the primary ball handler. That was the whole point, that he was getting double teamed because he always had the ball in his hand. He had to go off ball, and that created all kinds of issues. That's been his role. And it immediately, like I said, makes the Celtics the team to beat. Plus, all those picks don't matter. You're talking about if you get four first-round picks for Kevin Durant, who cares? Like, this is, you've got young studs. Tatum is in his 20s. As long as Tatum's there, those first round picks are going to be in the late 20s. You're not going to have any lottery picks. What are you talking about? So do it. Make it so, basketball gods. Make it so.